why did you decide to run for a position on the Little Rock School Board?
I want to take the opportunity to maximize my strengths and help with the team, if I'm elected, move the needle forward for the successes of our students. Everything should be student-focused, and I believe in that.
And what are your main goals, policy points, things that you would want to change if you were elected?
As a board member, I will prioritize with everything, all my actions, prioritizing students in all actions. I'd like to see the reading readiness gap, which is currently about 320% between white students and African American students, closed, and transform high school experiences to prepare students for college, careers, and community. And I believe the Ford Next Generation Learning Academies, and it's the Academies of Central Arkansas, I'm a firm believer of that, in racial and mental health disparities by supporting professional development for the teachers and staff to be trauma-informed and trained and lead the state in teacher salaries at all levels as it relates to recruiting, retaining strong and diverse faculty and staff. And Little Rock School District is the richest school district in Arkansas history. I would also like to commit and engage and inform students and families and the broader Little Rock community on any actions and progress the board is making if I'm elected and on that board.
And how do you believe schools in the Little Rock School District have fared without a school board for the past 5 years?
We're what they call the level five, and it didn't really have to be that way. The one thing is bringing the school to where there's not a level five. Every child should have a roadmap to success. And if with a board, we could focus on the information that's already outlined and keeping students on that road to success, that's all that the school district could have and will need to do. And to get out of the level five, it's a pretty substantiated answer. Get out of level five, then level four, level three, and two. And how do we do this? We need to have a plan to continue to grow our student achievement. If the district just continues to do what is created to do, the level five would not exist, and we wouldn't, you know, the level five intensive support and the declining district, that would just be a thing of the past.
How do you reintroduce the concept then of a school board to a community that hasn't had one for 5 years?
I believe, like, you know, now we're trying to get around in our zones, but there needs to be probably some meetings, and we'll start out virtual meeting of the community, meeting the parents and the families in each one of the zones, all of us, because even though we're elected by zone, they're all our children. So being able to meet them, being able to hear the parents and their concerns, letting the public know who we are, you know, the churches, the faith base, letting them know that we're here, we're listening, we're eager, and we want to make a difference with the students being focused. If we give the students a great, viable learning plan, if the students succeed, the community succeeds, Little Rock School District succeeds.
And what would you do to try to prevent the state from maybe taking over again in the future?
Be accountable. Do what's needed. Continue to grow the student, grow in student achievement, making sure that the students have essential needs. Internet spots right now in the midst of COVID are essential. So not waiting on others to say that they're going to purchase something for us when we get funding for students. Go ahead and invest in these students. Students with special needs, students with intellectual disabilities, they learn just like any other student, but with accommodations. If we provide a foundation, provide the students with what they need, not based on the black and white, because black and white, the paper does not meet the needs of every student, then we will succeed and the state won't have a reason to take over.
And do you feel like you'll have to build trust with educators, with the community, with parents, with the introduction of the board again?
There has to be a relationship built. And the relationship we should make sure that parents, families have a sense of belonging. You know, I know that there's been groups out there and different ones that picket. But being a member of PTA, by the way, I am the immediate past president of Little Rock School District PTA Council. And PTA, the focus is all about the child. So, no, I didn't pick it. No, I couldn't, because it was against the rules of National PTA. However, I followed everything. If we can just wrap our arms around, our minds around student focus and being about the business, not about who likes who, or not about what Johnny and Dick is saying, but what we know, then this school district can succeed. We're the, again, richest school district in the history. That is in the books.
How do you, how will you handle any disagreements, whether it's with other board members, with members of the community?
With anything, when there's a disagreement, you disagree to agree and vice versa. Make sure I have all my facts, even before you start pointing fingers or anything. I would say, even as a board member, you have to have all the facts and you have to let things weigh in before there's any decisions made. And yes, there will be disagreements. I know that there'll be disagreements, but you have to. There's also what you call a happy medium. And at some point in time, there has to be where there's a happy medium. If every member plays fairly, no compromise, ethical, we're going to be held to a high standard, then I believe things will work out for the good, for the students, the teachers, the staff of Little Rock School District.